Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Goetz shares that as the corporate expression of God and as seeds of the gospel, we need to take care of what we express, particularly on the internet.
In these podcasts, we're discussing an assortment of topics related to our fleeing and pursuing the Lord with companions. In this fellowship today, we're going to talk about what we express. Actually, it kind of is a question. What do we express? You know, in God's economy, his eternal purpose is for him to gain a corporate expression of himself. He wants a corporate man that is just like him and that expresses him. In Genesis 1:26, when God created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." From the very beginning, this has been the deep desire within God to have a corporate expression of himself, his enlargement, his reproduction, his living again on the earth. And you know, we have been fellowshipping quite a bit in these days that the young people that grow up in the church life, the ones who are second generation, are very strategic in the Lord's ultimate move. As we near the end of this age, in fact, this website is called AgeTurners.com, and our fellowship is for a generation of young people who will change the age, who will bring in the new age, and even bring the Lord Jesus back to this earth. And so in our fellowship on these podcasts, we're very burdened that the young people would realize something very strategic about themselves, that as young people, the Lord will always go to them whenever he has something new that he wants to do or when he wants to change the age. He always goes to the young generation. The young generation are fresh, they're new, and they could be so useful in the Lord's hand to change the age. You know, there's a little phrase that we have put together, and this phrase is preservation or propagation. Or you could say not merely preservation, but propagation. Because we feel like over the years, we have stressed preservation so much with the young people. And I believe the young people know that they need to be preserved from this evil age, the dark generation that we live in. And we stress this need for preservation. But, you know, I think over the years, what has happened is this, is that our message has been mostly on the negative side, not to do this, not to go to the world, not to participate in these worldly activities, and that we didn't challenge the young people. We didn't commission you. We didn't inspire you. We didn't show you or convey to you the vital and critical role that you are playing in the final days of this age. And so we don't want to undermine that message. We don't want to say that that message no longer applies, because in its most basic form, our work should be one that preserves the young people. All the young people need to be preserved from this evil age. But on the other hand, we feel like now is the time that the Lord is coming to commission, to charge, to challenge, inspire, and lead the young people to be today's age turners. And I believe the young people are ready to receive such a commission as this, to be the real expression of the Lord at the end of this age. So our message is not merely preservation, but now it must be propagation. We talked in one earlier podcast that we are seeds of the gospel, that the Lord is scattering us. He's the sower, and the sons of the kingdom are the seed, and that the Lord is scattering us into all the schools all over this globe in order for us to reproduce ourselves, that we could be the light of the world, we could be seeds of life, that many through us could be brought to salvation. And this is our mission, and this is our commission. And as we are preparing ourselves to be today's age turners, this is the first thing that we should get into, is not to be merely defensive, having a bunker mentality, just hiding and trying to make it through, but rather we feel now is the time for the young people to be charged and commissioned with the gospel of the kingdom, to spread this gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth, beginning in our Jerusalem, which is our schools where we are today. This is the Lord's commission to us, and this is why this question comes up. What do we express, or what is our expression? We have to realize that for us to be the Lord's ambassadors, we have to represent Him, and we have to express Him. In particular, for us to be seeds of the gospel, for us to be able to reproduce ourselves, not ourselves in our natural life or in our fallen condition, but our regenerated, transformed selves, we need to reproduce again and again. How we need to see hundreds of our friends being gained off of our high school, junior high campuses for the Lord. We need them as our companions. We need them to preach the gospel with us, but more than that, they need to hear the gospel. And so this is why we come back to this question. What is it that we are expressing? You know, I've heard a lot about Facebook. I haven't been too involved in it. I don't have a Facebook page yet, but I'm thinking very much about getting one and setting one up. I know the young people spend a lot of time on the internet. In fact, a recent New York Times study showed that typical young people spend 7.5 hours a day on the internet. And we know that they're not doing their homework for 7.5 hours every day. They're probably chatting, going to their Facebook page, putting on, visiting their friends, updating their blogs, and so forth. Well, my question then comes to this. What is your expression as it relates to your personal blog on the internet, your Facebook page, your expression there? When people go to your website, do they see a God-man, or do they see just another typical teenager who's involved with the evil age that we live in today? You see, we feel like this. Now is the time for there to be a great change among us. The internet is a great gathering place. It's a collection place where all the young people all over this earth gather together to meet each other, to communicate, to find out about each other, to find out what's hot, what's popular, what's happening, what's the real thing that's going on. And you know what, young people? I believe that now is the time that we have to let them know what really is going on in the universe today. We cannot be silent. We cannot hide our light under a bushel, but we have to set it on a lampstand so the light will fill the whole room. And we have to be like a city situated on a mountain that gives light to the whole area. You know, in Matthew 5:16, the Lord said, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in the heavens." And in Philippians 2:15, he says that you may be blameless and guileless, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. You know, a luminary does not have any light in itself. A luminary can only reflect light, like the light of the moon. The moon is a luminary, and it reflects the light of the sun. In the same way, we are merely luminaries. But as our face and our being is wide open to the sun, our Lord Jesus, He will shine through us and shine to all those around us, and we become a city situated on a mountain, on a hill, that gives light to everyone around. And this light is the hope of this world. And so, in my closing comments today, what I would like to ask you is you go to your website, you go to your blog, your Facebook page, and you ask yourself, what am I expressing here? Am I expressing the Lord whom I love, the Lord who I serve, the Lord who I have consecrated myself to? You know, the pictures, the words, the music, all of these things need to have a radical kind of change. We also shared in an earlier podcast how we need to put a signboard out. And this is the place for us to put out a signboard that we belong to the Lord. We do not belong to this age. We don't belong to this world. This world is passing away, but we belong to the kingdom of God, and that we need to let our light shine before men, that they could see our good works and glorify our Father who's in the heavens. Well, that's all for today. Please visit our website at ageturners.com, or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.